Okay, we begin. We begin the last parak of the Holy Mesillas Yesharim, parak 26, page 5. What is it? 503 in the Art Scroll, and page 176, Kuf Ayin Vav in the green Feldheim. And we begin.
Blast off.
Inyan Akadusha Kufalu. Kedusha is double. What does that mean? The Hainu Tchilasa Avodo, the Sofo Gemul, which means you begin working, and at the end you get the reward. Tchilaso Hishtadlis, the beginning you toil, the Sofo Matan, at the end you get it as a present. Vahainu, Shatchilaso Umasha the Makadish Atzmo, the Sofo Umasha Makadishim Oso. Meaning you first need to initiate, and when you initiate, you then will bring upon you, as the Gemara says, Mashar Muzal, the Gemara, Adam Mekadesh Atzmoy Ma'at, you do a little bit, Mekachin Oysoy Harbe, you do a little bit, Hashem does a lot. Milamata, Mekachin Oysoy Milamala, you do down in this world, Hashem will do for you from above. Hayishtadlu Sushi Adam Nivdal Venetek Menachom Yisagamre. Our goal is to remove ourselves completely from this world. Right? That's our goal. Now remember, everyone take this with a lot of sugar, not a grain of sugar. Right? This is the last parak of Mesillas Yesharim. So this is a very, very high level. But the goal in life is to be somebody who is a spiritual person. Right? I mean, we are spiritual. Right? We always have to remember that. We are spiritual beings trying to navigate in a physical world, as opposed to we're physical beings trying to become spiritual. No, we in essence are spiritual, and we have to figure out how to deal with this world. So what happens is, the goal is to really just be a person who's connected to godliness. Just, it's impossible. Why? Because I got to eat, I got to sleep, I have my desires, I have my regular stuff. So how do you do it? So Satur Nochal says, Yaldavar Zeh Nikra Nevi'im Malachim. That's why the Nevi'im, that's why the holy people, right, are called angels. Kin Yishnema, right? I think there's a book about Ruf Kook that's called, right, the name of the book is an angel amongst men, right? To be an angel amongst men, to go ahead and to live in this world, in a physical world, to be an angel is a very high level. We're not supposed to be angels. We could achieve the level of higher than angels. Like it says by Aaron, Kisifse koyin yishmu das, the soyer evakshu mpiyo ki malach Hashem tzvakusu. He's literally like an angel. Va'omer yu malivim b'malachei Elokim, right? That they were insulted by the malachei Elokim. Va'afilu b'shas tzaskoy ma'isim agashim hamuchrachim loy peyas kufay. Even when a person is being physical, hinei lo sozunav v'vekos el yoyna. And you taka see that. You see in certain people that they're able, that, right, you make a bracha and they eat, and they, whatever they're doing it in a very, very holy way. Even their physical. So it's like your physical even becomes spiritual, right? A malach doesn't have physical. An animal doesn't have spiritual. We're the only beings that have both. What do? We take the physical and we make it spiritual. Right? That I'm connected to you. Va'amnam, here he goes. Lefi she'i efshar la'adam she'yasim hu esasim ha'atzev ha'zeh ki kavidu menu ki so'yzev chamri u'basar v'dam. At the end of the day, I'm human. At the end of the day, I need to sleep. At the end of the day, I need to eat. At the end of the day, I need to do my physical actions. Right? Al-kein amarti she'sofa k'dusha matana. So it's a gift from Hashem that you are able to be so spiritual. Ki ma she'yul adam la'asa is, what could I do? What could I do? Know what I could do? What I could do is I could run after the truth and after my brain in everything that I'm doing. So I could be doing, right? That's why you can never judge somebody. Because you could have two people doing the same action. And one guy, I've said this many times, you could have one guy who is sleeping 8 hours, and you could have another guy sleeping 2 hours. And the guy who's sleeping 8 hours is every minute that he's sleeping is holy. And the guy who's sleeping 2 hours is all physical. Why? Because the guy who had in mind when he's sleeping that I should be at a rest or whatever he does to sleep l'shem shemayim, whatever that means. A guy playing basketball. Have a guy play basketball. And it becomes a mitzvah. The Ramchal says it in Derech Hashem. It's literally a mitzvah if you're doing it for the right reasons. You're doing it for your physical, to be healthy, or shmart misnaf, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be such a high level. But your brain power in what you're doing makes the difference of the action. You have two people doing the same exact action. What differentiates the two is what's going on in the inside. That's why you can never judge somebody. Ach, ha-soifu shakadosh baruch hu yadricheh v'derech hazeh shu chavetz lechesba. Unbelievable. Your goal Your responsibility is you. And then Hashem will follow your lead, as we have in the beginning prakim. I think it's Perek Dalet, where he says, Hashem will follow your lead. You want to go on the right path, Hashem will help you get to that path. You're not interested in going that path, Hashem will help you go on that path too. It's the way it works in life. Pretty crazy. Vaz yitzlach b'yadai z'adavar, shiuchliyaz b'tveikas l'aymim b'yisparach b'tmidas. Sorry, then you're able to constant. Because the person says, how can I constantly be connected to Hashem? You see a tzaddik, you're like, how can he constantly be connected to Hashem? All he does is he wants it. That's all he does. Ratzon is Malashon Ratz, to run. Ratzon means desire, and you'll run. You'll run, you'll get there. If you want it, you'll get there. Kimasha teva minem mini azra yisparach v'sio yitain lo. Because if you want it, that which the nature is pulling away from you, the Hashem will help you. I will not hold back from those who go with me in a special, beautiful way. That's why he says, I said, a person does a little bit, you do a little bit, Hashem will go, you take one step, you take one step, I'll do two steps. That's what Hashem does. You take two steps, Hashem doesn't just match you, he does more. Most of the time the problem is we don't take that one little step. You take that little step, Hashem will take that the double. We want Hashem to, the truth is the Pasuk Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza. I mean, I said it over by right after Pesach where I spoke in Baltimore. So I spoke about that. The truth is Pesach and that really is you don't even have to do anything. Okay, but we're not. That's fine. That's a different conversation. You don't even have to do anything. But for sure, if you do something, you hear this? Someone who takes the physical things and he wants to become a spiritual person, even the physical becomes spiritual. That's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is Nachli B'lu Mitzarim. That's the Pshat Shabbos. That even the physical becomes spiritual. So there's no end to it. You don't just have to be in the realm of spiritual. Even the physical becomes spiritual. Ram Ruzal, Kohanim Ochlim, U'Bailim Mischaprim. The Kohanim eat, and the Bailim get a kapara. Unbelievable. Okay. And he says that's the difference between a Torah and a Kaddish. Sira'ata hefesh bein atar l'kiddush. What's the difference between tahara and kedusha? If anyone asks you, what's the difference between tahara and kedusha? So the Ramchal explains. Tahara ma'isa v'char meinim lo yaleh achreichim. Tahara means you're disconnected from the physical. I'm forced to eat, to drink, to sleep. Ugh, I don't want to deal with it. So you're tahar because you're disconnected from it. But to be holy that you didn't reach. A guy who fasts is what? A tar or a kaddish? What would you guys say? Tar. Because he didn't eat. A guy who eats on Shabbos kaddish is better than a guy who fasts. Why? Because a guy who fasts, he's a tar. A guy who eats on Shabbos, that's kedusha. Because you're taking the physical and you're elevating it to spiritual. To go ahead and not to be involved in this world, obviously it's a high level. Not to be involved in this world, no great shakes. You just remove yourself, right? That's what they do. A monk, that's what the other religions, they do. Their highest level is what? Abstinence. Our highest level is never abstinence. Our highest level is taking the physical and making it spiritual. Building a family. Yaakov Avinu built a family. Got married, had a lot of children, had a business, ran a business. That's Kedusha. That's what the tzaddik does. That's what the kaddosh does. Kilo haya efshel lebotam kfar haya yaiser tov. Acha kaddosh hadavik tamal lokav and afshem zel gabein maskol samdis ba'avas bar v'yisbarach. Hanech shalov kilo masal gli hashem haratos achayim. Oidenu po ba'olam hazeh. Love it, love it, love it, love it. In this world, the guy is already in the next world. In this world, he's already in olam haba. Because it's the same thing. V'nei ish kazeh hu asvei nechshav kamishkan. Kamigdash, Chamizbeach, like it says, Ha'avos, Hein Hein, Ha'merkava, V'chein Amru Atzadikim, Hein Hein Ha'merkava, Ki Ashchina, Shoyer Aleim, Bo Shaisa, Shoyer, Shoyer Migdash. You know, we'll start this because it's 10 minutes and 40 seconds. It's our first night doing this together. We'll stop over here. Blee Nether, we'll continue tomorrow. We're almost at the end of the Sefer. Have a wonderful, amazing 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzer Hara away, as Rabbi Varon says. And at bay. Take care.